I appreciate today to be a blessing with you, among you, my family here in Winston-Salem. Thank you for your invitation. Thank you for giving me a chance to share the Chronicle of Faith in Zakazik Presbyterian Church. This church established at 1932. Before this time, the American Presbyterian Mission, which came to Egypt to establish a Presbyterian church, maybe 1854, came to Egypt and established the ministry. They established it by schools and hospitals, and after some years, they built churches. And Egyptian love Presbyterian church and be a member in this church. Our aim, our vision, to share the gospel with our society. We are live in Islamic background, so we have to speak with them and evangelize them, Jesus Christ. And we have a huge amount of Christian, but nominally Christian. They belong to the traditional churches. Brother Philip King, when he came to Egypt to visit us, he asked me to go to the traditional church to worship with them. He stayed maybe 15 minutes, and after 15 minutes, he said to me, "Well, okay, that's enough." I said to him, "Why?" He said, "Here is no life. Let's go." So they don't know anything about the Bible and the scripture. They know something about the saints, some of tradition of Orthodox Church, but don't know everything about the scripture and Jesus Christ's salvation and our faith. This picture is so valuable for me because this is the first time the Lord blessed us for 3 years in 2019 when brothers and sisters from First Presbyterian Church in Winston-Salem came to Egypt and being sisterhood between two churches, you can see here some of member and pastors from Winston-Salem Presbyterian Church here with us in church. This was a very, very blessed days they spent with us in Zakazik. This kind of the Zoom, we have meeting Zoom every month. We spend 1 hour to know our news, the news of my beloved church here in First Presbyterian Church in Winston-Salem and the church in Zakazik. We know the news and pray for us in these meetings. In these meetings, yeah. In COVID-19, all of the churches in Egypt was closed, but by your love and your support, you send us money for buying a camera. We made meetings in church without members, but we put the meeting worship in the internet, and all the members of a church in houses can worship with us. This is one of our elders. He spoke the sermon, but no people, no members, but all of the members being connected with us in homes in one meeting. Thank you for your love and encouraging us. Yeah, this is next photo of our meetings. We have 1 hour every month. This is a very blessing time for us. This is a kind of our methods to evangelize the gospel to the people. especially in this way, we evangelize the gospel with children in our society. We made some plays and some songs for children and put it also in internet to give the chance to the people in our society to show what is our mission for our society. In November 2020, we create a series to pray videos on prayer to go along with the service. The videos encouraged the church to pray continually through the day in accordance of preaching schedule to that we given to every member of our church, thereby covering every moment with prayer. This is a method to connect all the members of our church in prayer. If I can get one or two, three, four, 24 hours, we can cover 24 hours in prayer. Especially we are in Zakazik is Goshen land of Goshen. We fight all the time heavy spiritual war with kingdom of darkness. You know the importance of this area because Israelite people lived in this area and God fell down devil 10 times to support the people of God, congregation of God, to go away from Egypt. And the 11th time when Jesus Christ come with Holy Family to Zakazik and visit the biggest temple for Egyptian gods, all of idols of Egyptian gods destroyed in this day. So Satan and devil want to destroy the worship of Jesus in this land. So we have to cover all the time in prayer, to give the kingdom of darkness its size, small size. The devil will not be a warrior with us, a winner. But Jesus is the winner all the time by the prayer of the believers, Presbyterian believers in this land. And your prayer for us and with us give us strength to defend a heavy war of kingdom of darkness in this land. We share our society and our church in COVID also about the introduction to the small prophets in Scripture. We try to teach our members and share our faith in internet by biblical studies. This kind of something we do for Sunday school and celebrate by the Christmas and evangelize the story of Christmas, not inside the church only, but for all the people in Egypt and all the people in the world which can understand Arabic. We encourage some of our members to be a professional in photography or video and to direct the plays and direct the programs prepare a good programs, high quality programs to share our society by the message of gospel. We are use blaze in our church and invite all the people around us in our society, Muslim and the Christian. In this play, we played the story of crucified of Jesus Christ. All the people, Muslim and the Christian, nominally Christian, which we invite nominally Christian especially, and Muslim people to see our blaze in the church. All of them have many tears after and during the play, and ask us about what Jesus do, why he did. We said in direct speech, for you, for you. Why for me? To save you. Many Muslims said to us, we want to know many things about Jesus, about Christianity after this play. We established a small ministry, medical ministry in our church. These are our youth which serve the Lord among the people in this day. We invite some doctors, some physicians of our church to make some diagnoses and give free medicines to the poor people. We invite the people in 2 hours in this day. We have 90 cases come. 90% of them was Muslim. 90% of them was women. Some of women said to us, please give me a scripture, Muslim people. Give me scripture. And one of them was Muslim, fundamentalistic Muslim woman. Come, when she come to church, said to me words, I can't forget it all of my life. She said to me, I was so sick, and I come because you give this ministry for free. But until now, doctor, don't diagnose me. But I feel I am healed. I heal when I come to this place. I feel I heal. I was so sick, but now I am healed. We said to her, do you know what is the reason? He said, no, but I feel I'm healed. Jesus Christ touch you. So we want to establish it, our society. Ask us for establish it stable medical ministry by small hospital and small clinics in church. This ministry will be stable, not 2-4 hours only, but stable in our church in Jesus' name. We made a school, good school, high quality school for evangelism, for 35 of our young people to can know the methods of evangelize, to can to know to share the gospel with the people around us. We teach them some courses about introduction to the Bible, biblical studies. Some studies about evangelism and apologetics. How to defend your faith. How to introduce your faith to the Muslim, especially because we are, as you know, in Muslim background. This school took 2 years to give them this lesson to be qualified. This is our programs we use. Mass media to spread the message of Jesus Christ, not inside our church also only, but to the neighbors, to our friends in internet, especially in Facebook. This is one of our programs. This guy is one of my sons in church. He is a pharmacist, but I prepare the substance and I give him the substance. So speak to the verses of the gospel, which we can interpret it easily. We use this program to give the people easy interpret for the hard verses of scripture, which the people can't know it. This is a kind of our ministry is Good Samaritan. We care about now maybe more than 90 families, poor people and need people. All of them are Christian but have a very bad condition, a very bad financial condition. We give him some food, some needs, some main needs, essential needs, and invite them monthly to come to our church for spiritual need. And we visited them to in houses to share them by the gospel. My wife, Marianne, make a group for discipleship who accept Jesus Christ from those people, especially the women, especially women. My wife make group for discipleship them. Some of them now is very good believers and call another people to come to Jesus Christ. This is one of our ministries. We invite some evangelistics from Egypt, from another places, to come to help us because we are very few people. And we ask for help. Please help us. If you can send missionaries short time or long time to Zakazik, please do. Please do. We need evangelistics. We need missionaries. This kind of our ministry. Our youth go to Ain Shams, another place beside Zakazik, to evangelize and care about the northern Sudanese refugees which came to Egypt last year. We go to them and evangelize them, give them spiritual things and some needs for life in Egypt. We are still care about those. They are in Cairo, but still caring about them all the time. This kind of playing also in our church, this was a boat. You can see a boat. This play, we spoke about the illegal migration because all the people in our country want to move to another country because we have very bad and heavy bad financial conditions. So we have this play. We introduce the resolve of your problem. Don't escape from Egypt, but escape to Jesus. You can stay in Egypt, but go to Jesus. He can give you peace and love. And he can resolve your bad conditions. After this one, maybe 50% or 40% of the people was Muslim. The majority was young people. We give them direct message to accept Jesus Christ as the only Savior for them life. We give them direct speech, direct message. You have to accept Jesus Christ. If you want to resolve all your problems, you feel peace in your life, in your heart, you have to accept Jesus Christ as only Savior for life. We have a meeting for South Sudan students because Zakazik University is the second university in Egypt which give the students from South Sudan scholarship. They come, some of them Muslims, some of them Christians, but we are caring about them in a church and make spiritual meeting for them once a week. And when we finish the meeting, we can give him some needs and make a fellowship with them. I am open my mobile all the time, 24 hours. If anyone of them ask for any help, I will be with them as my member in my church, as them. I open my heart, I open my telephone, I open my house 24 hours for helping them in everything which they need. This picture for them. They are students in Faculty of Medicine, Faculty of Science, Faculty of Engineering, Faculty of Pharmaceutics. Now they want to be pastors. If you ask the Sudanese people, you study medicine, you will be a physician. No, I want to be now as a pastor. Well, they love the ministry, they love Christ. Some of Muslim people want them accept Jesus Christ. We have many Muslims in our society. Come now to Jesus. Because they need to love, thirsty to love. they find love only in Jesus Christ among Presbyterian church, through Presbyterian church in Zakazik, land of Goshen. Now we have a project for reclamation the church, because this church established at 1932, as I said. So we have many cracks in walls and ground and roofs, because this church built on the agriculture ground. So the water rose up from the earth to the walls. After, through the years, the walls and the ground and the roof damaged, and now we reclaim it to reclaim it, and we put pumps around the church to absorb the water, which being in high level, to put it in stable level. Don't come up to the walls again and destroy the walls and destroy the roof and destroy the ground. Thank you for your helping. You send us all the money which we need to reclaim the church, the one Presbyterian church in all this city. This city have 2 million people and one Reformed, not Presbyterian only, not one Reformed church, Presbyterian church only in this area. Some of this money, we will establish it, the clinics. We will not all this money for the reclamation. We try to make the reclamation in controllable case. So can use some money if some money can be moved. We reclaim it for, we will use it for the clinic. We will use it also for the seniors' house, because we have a lot of seniors and we have not houses for seniors in our city. So if church can to help them to get a safe place for them, it's a very good message of a church for those people also in our society. We have to begin to plant a church in city nearby Zakazik, 15 kilometers. This city without any reformed church completely. We want to establish a Presbyterian church in this city. Thank you for your listening. Thank you for open heart for us. Thank you for all of your encouragement and support us. Please, please, please share us in prayer every day for your life, for your church, for our ministry also. Thank you so much. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, how we praise you because you are great. We glorify you because you are good and your mercy endures forever. Thank you for the strength of your presence among us here and now. Thank you for this blessed church, my family here in Winston-Salem, which shows your love and strives with all its might to spread faith, hope, and love of Jesus. I trust that you will use us for your glory, expansion of your kingdom, and spread of your peace. Thank you because we have become one church with the same heart, same face, and heavenly God, please presence our unity, our fellowship, and the strength of our love. Give us to be one and grow together, to bear fruits together for your glory. Your great and your great name and the extension of the holy kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor Wael has brought us the word and the encouragement this morning. I'm just going to briefly follow up with another word of encouragement from Scripture. We are going to be reading part of Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, Ephesians 2. Now, Ephesians 2, he's writing to people who, a church that was part Jewish and also part Gentile. We hear those words, we think Jew, Gentile, What we don't realize is that these were two very distinct people groups, two different cultures, two people who thought that they could not live together in unity and harmony, yet here they are in the church together. And Paul writes to them to tell them where their unity is found and how to lean into it. Listen to these words. I'm going to be reading chapter 2, starting at verse 13. He says, "But now in Jesus Christ, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace. And in one body, that is Jesus's body, to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who are far away and peace to those who are near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling place in which God lives by his Spirit." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Paul reminds them that they were reconciled to God, made friends with God through Jesus Christ. And in doing so, they have also been reconciled to one another despite their differences. Paul says that God's purpose is to create one new humanity. Paul says, uses three metaphors to describe this. He says that they are citizens of God's city. They are members of God's household. And then he says they are being built together into a house. But not just any house. This is a temple. A temple in which God's Spirit lives and by which God's Spirit works. God intends to make a new humanity through Jesus and to be present in and through our unity. Our unity, friends, is not just a byproduct of what it means to believe a believer in Jesus. Our unity is something that God has purposed. And God says he uses our unity to work, to live and to work. This is part of the heart of the gospel, right? Part of the heart of the gospel. Now, this does not mean that as we come to Jesus that we lose all of our diversity, our culture. When we began the worship service together, we read that beautiful passage from Revelation that talks about what God's family will look like one day when Jesus returns and we are all gathered around the throne. And it says that there will be people of every language, every nation, every tribe, and all of our beautiful diversity. So here's the thing that I want us to take away today. That's our future. And that's what God has done in Jesus, right? It is our unity, celebrating our diversity. And yet we know when we look around that we're not there yet. And so our call is to celebrate and to lean into the unity that God has for us in Jesus Christ, to celebrate and to lean into it. And when we celebrate and lean into our unity in Jesus Christ, many things happen, but one of the things that happens is that we begin to see God more clearly. We begin to see God more clearly. I teach our New Covenant Partner classes. That's people who want to know more about our church and perhaps join. And as I'm describing the Reformed faith, Pastor Wael talked about the Reformed faith, which is another word for Presbyterian. I say one of the things that we trust from Scripture is that left to ourselves, we tend to bend inward. We become self-focused. That's not true of us just as individuals. It's also true of us as gathered people and as churches. Left to ourselves without connections with our brothers and sisters across the world, we begin to bend inward. We might think that Christianity is a Western religion. It's not. We might tend to think that Christianity is a white religion. It's not. Left to ourselves, we might think that God speaks English. God speaks every single language and created them all, right? We need our brothers and sisters around the world to know that God is bigger than we are. That it takes all of us to begin to reflect the wisdom and the manifold beauty of who God is. We need each other to see God more clearly. As we celebrate and lean into our unity, we're also able to follow Jesus more dearly. To follow Jesus more dearly. As I've heard now Pastor Wilde give this presentation twice and been with him this week, one of the things I'm so impressed about their congregation is the way that they look at the community around them. And they very intentionally say, how can we reach out? What do the people around us need? How can we best share Jesus with them? We need to hear that kind of passion and that kind of work so that we can also be encouraged to do the same, right? Knowing, being connected with our sister church in Zagazig, Egypt, helps us to follow Jesus more clearly. We desperately need to know how they're following Jesus so that we can be more faithful and are following Jesus as well. Celebrating and leaning into our unity helps us to see God more clearly, and it helps us to follow Jesus more dearly. So how do we do that now? I'm going to suggest one very simple way today, and it comes from Pastor Wayo, and that is to faithfully pray for our brothers and sisters in Egypt so that we can remind ourselves that we are not by ourselves in this following Jesus, but that we are connected with them. And as I've heard him talk this week and asked about what they need and what they want from our partnership, the thing they want the most is for us to be faithful partners in prayer with them. So if you don't already get the prayer list that comes out every week, sign up to get it, because it's updated every month, very specific prayers from their congregation and how we can be journeying with them in the Spirit through prayer. And you can be, as you pray, thinking about these beautiful faces, these brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ all the way across the world who are with us, unified with us in Jesus Christ. Also, another very simple way is that if you don't already have lunch plans and you'd like to join us for lunch and get to know Pastor Wa'il and Zawad more, you're welcome to join us in the fellowship hall in just a little bit. But now let's pray for our brothers and sisters and for ourselves that we would celebrate and lean into the unity that God has for us. God, we are grateful that you are interested in even more than bringing us to yourself. You want to bring all of us to yourself, and you want to bring us into relationship with one another, creating one humanity. And God, we know that that takes a lot of work and that we don't do it well, even though it's our reality. And so we pray by your Spirit that you would help us to lean in hard. And we pray for our brothers and sisters in Zagazig, God, that you give them everything they need. And that you give us here humble hearts to learn well from them. And that together we would be able to follow you more clearly and more dearly. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's children said, amen.